This is Radio Nepal. I'm Chika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal Communist Party's Secretariat agrees on provision of 7 years waiting for naturalized citizenship to foreign women marrying Nepali nationals. 176 people returned home today after health recovery from coronavirus infection in Nepal. Total number of home returnees reaches 1,578. Government preparing to carry out 10,000 PCR tests per day from 29th of June. And WHO chief warns of accelerating coronavirus pandemic, with Thursday's 150,000 new cases highest in a single day. Now the news in detail. The Central Secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party today decided to forward the Citizenship Amendment Bill, having a provision of 7-year waiting period for the naturalized citizenship to the foreign women marrying to a Nepali national. The ruling NCP made its view clear at a time when the State Affairs Committee could not force consensus and despite discussion for long. The opposition parties, however, have been saying that such long time could not be held by State Affairs Committee on it. According to NCP spokesperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha, the meeting also decided that the respective persons willing to take naturalized citizenship must have begun process to give up the citizenship of foreign country. The secretariat meeting was held at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwata, this morning. With the confirmation of 331 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 8,605. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 49 females and 282 males were tested positive for the virus in the tests conducted in the last 24 hours. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam Pardo said the coronavirus infection has now spread to 74 districts so far, while the confirmation of virus infection in 7,849 males and 756 females in total. Likewise, 176 people returned home today after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 1,578 people have returned home following health recovery. Health and Population Minister Bhanu Bhaktadakal has said that the government is preparing to carry out 10,000 PCR tests per day from the 29th of June. Talking to media persons today, Minister Dakal said the government has been working in war-footing manner, coordinating with all the stakeholders and consulting with the experts to mitigate and prevent the risk of COVID-19 infection. Minister Dakal further said as the number of coronavirus infections has been rising, the government is working to prepare to issue home isolation guidelines as per the suggestions from the experts and get the guidelines approved from the cabinet meeting. He also claimed that there has been no irregularities in health supply procurement process as the due process had been followed. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Patel has said that his party should immediately forward the task of General Convention by revising the 14th work schedule of the General Convention as the lockdown was being relaxed in the country. Addressing the virtual meeting organized by the Center for Social Democracy Studies and Democratic Socialism and Sudha Paschim Province, senior leader Patel said there was a need of drastic reforms in the party through the upcoming General Convention. Leader Patel also stressed on the need of finding the ways for income for village development, prosperity and creating opportunities to people. He also said the development of Sudha Paschim state could not take place as per the expectation as the Mahakali Treaty had not been implemented. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samjhe prepaid ko puk number pin chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स Armed Police Force Board Outpost BOP has been set up for the first time at Hilsa in the northern Namkha Rural Municipality of Humla District, bordering China. An APF team had reached Hilsa only some days back for setting up the BOP. The board outpost was set up in the presence of APF Deputy Inspector General Engineer Pratap Babu Shrestha and Chief District Officer Chiranjeevi Giri. 25 APF personnel will be stationed at the BOP at Hilsa. Vegetable farmers in East Nol Prasi are worried to see their producers going rotten with in the fields in the lack of market. Though lockdown rules have been eased, they are unable to transport producers to possible markets outside the district. Before lockdown, they would supply most of the products to Nepalganj, Narayanganj, Butol, Pokhara and Kathmandu. They complain that the local and domestic markets are not for them as the markets are largely filled with imported vegetables from India. The Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA South Korea chapter has provided PCR kits for Sudhu Pashchim State. NRNA Korea chapter's Executive Director Rajesh Rana today handed 2,500 kits to Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, who also represents from the state in the House of Representatives. The assistance was handed to Minister But at Tribhuvan International Airport on the witness of Department of Health Service Director General Dr. Dipendra Raman Singh. On the occasion, the Minister Bhatta said the NRNA and private sector were lending helping hands to the government in its efforts to control and prevent the coronavirus infection in the country. The market in Athuria and Kailali district have been shut due to the increasing threat of COVID-19. Godavari Municipality and FNCCI Kailali chapter decided to close the market except emergency service sectors. Total 9 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the area till this date. 46-year-old male from the same place had died of COVID-19 last week. You are listening to Red Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the global coronavirus pandemic is accelerating with Thursday's 150,000 new cases, the highest in a single day. Addressing a virtual briefing, WHO chief said almost half of the cases reported were from America and the world is in the new and dangerous phase as the virus is still spreading fast. He added that it is still deadly and most people are still susceptible to the virus infection. Egypt has called on the United Nations Security Council to intervene to restart talks on the $4.6 billion hydroelectric dam being built by the Ethiopia and the Blue Nile near the border with Sudan. The move on Friday came as tensions run high after multiple rounds of talks over the years between Egypt, Ethiopia and Sudan failed to produce a deal. Addis Ababa has declared plans to start filling the dam next month, regardless of the outcome of the deal. The years-long dispute pits Ethiopia's desire to become a major power exporter and development engine against Egypt's concern that dam will significantly curtail its water supply. More than half of the total coronavirus-infected people have returned home after health recovery across the globe. As per the data collated by data analyst Oldometer, the world has recorded more than 8.8 million cases of coronavirus, while there are more than 4.65 million people have returned home after health recovery. Likewise, more than 463,260 people have died of coronavirus with more than 3.68 million active cases across the globe. Meanwhile, the U.S. has the highest number of infection cases with more than 2.29 million people, leaving Brazil in the second position. With the confirmation of more than 55,000 people in the last 24 hours, corona infection has crossed 1 million in Brazil. Russia, which is the third position as per the number of infections in the single country, has also registered more than 500,000 cases. Meanwhile, the number of coronavirus cases in India has crossed 400,000. India has also registered more than 12,900 coronavirus-related deaths. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and mostly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Province 5 and Kanali Province. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of Gandaki Province, Province 5 and Kanali Province, and at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. There are also chances of heavy snow rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki Province, Province 5 and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Nepal Communist Party Secretary agrees on provision of 7 years waiting for naturalized citizenship to foreign women marrying Nepali nationals. 176 people returned home today after health recovery from coronavirus infection in Nepal. Total number of home returnees reaches 1,578. Government preparing to carry out 10,000 PCR tests per day from the 29th of June. And WHO chief warns of accelerating coronavirus pandemic with Thursday's 150,000 new cases, highest in a single day. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.